We get things rolling like we do every Tuesday by welcoming into the program our friend, writer, and critic, Colin Fleming. Colin, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Doing just great, thanks. You, I believe, are ready for some National Hockey League postseason action.
I'm primed. I've heard them call you the Don Cherry of Bangor, so I know you're excited as well.
This time of year, my dog Ginger, I just call her Blue to get in the mood.
Yeah, I'm ready for things to get kicked off here, especially from a Bruins perspective, but a lot of interesting matchups, I think, in the opening round, and just some kind of telltale things. I don't think that there is anything better in sports than playoff hockey in the NHL.
I agree with you on that, and it's been fantastic the last several years. This Bruins team has been so much fun to watch. They've been such a pleasant surprise. They had that opportunity the other night to seal the number one seed and couldn't take care of business there, but how deep a run can the Bees make?
That was very frustrating the other night, wasn't it? It has to be a little worrisome. It was as if the ghost of Fred Cusick descended down to me and said, I don't like what I'm seeing here, C-Dog. And I thought, you know what? I'm not really digging this either, F-Dog. That's how we address each other when I've had too much chamomile tea. But I'm not too concerned about that. I think that they are actually going to come out of the East, and it would have been nice to have that number one seed. But home ice advantage in hockey sometimes isn't the best thing for a team, I don't think. It can depend upon the team's, a given team's psychology. But, like, you know, when you're the road team, that's something that concerns me about this opening round with Toronto. When you're the road team, you only have to win one game in three of the three first days, right? The burden is on that home team to win two games in 3 days. And I think that'll be sort of the trick of the series for the Bruins, because they are notorious slow starters. They come from behind an awful lot.
Well, if they do get out of the East, they'll deny the Pittsburgh Penguins a chance to really make a statement and establish a pretty good legacy.
I would say that the Penguins, if they're able to pull off this three-peat, would be the dynasty, sorry Patriots fan, of this century. The 1980s Edmonton Oilers never won three championships in a row. So to do that right now in the NHL, you have to win these 16 games. It is by far the hardest sport to win a championship in, just to do it the once. You think about basketball, right, where you have two or three main guys, and then you plug in other parts of your roster. But basically, those two or three guys control what's going to happen with your team. So much can go against you in the NHL. It is definitely a playoffs of attrition, and I think, though, that Penguins team, what gives me pause with them is the fact that the Bruins always match up well against them. They always do. They handled them the last time they played them. It's just something that the Bruins seem to have over them. And I question their goalie, Matt Murray. I think he's kind of been a little smoke and mirrors with the last two cup runs. But then again, you have Phil Kessel quietly putting together, Bruins fans won't like this, but a potential Hall of Fame career. And I think there are many nights now where Malkin is the best player in the world and Crosby is kind of in his shadow a little bit.
You're not sold on this Lightning team as the number one seed?
I am, in the sense that they have in Victor Hedman a defenseman that can be a potential Conn Smythe playoff MVP. And I don't think they'll really struggle with the Devils, but no, I don't. I think Stamkos has become someone who doesn't score goals the way he used to. He's kind of become a secondary player now, and I don't know. I don't believe in them. I believe really in, well, we'll see. I mean, I heard today that Ryan Donato for the Bruins might not be playing in the first game, and I think that's a mistake, because he strikes me as one of those players who can just go on a run. He's a shooter. And Tuukka Rask scares the life out of me, to be honest, as a goalie. But I think if the Bruins play their game, I think if they do what they've done for most of the season, they definitely possess that it factor. Certain teams just have that sort of element where things can go against them and you don't stop watching the game. The 2013 Red Sox were like that. I'm not saying that these Bruins are like at that level, but the 2013 team had a little bit too, right? When they were down 4-1 to the Maple Leafs.
Right.
like 5 minutes to go in that game, and you weren't obviously optimistic. The chances are like 100,000 to 1 at that point. But you watched until the end, and these Bruins make you watch until the end. It's worrisome to me, Brad Marchand right now, because he was at, what, 1.33 points per game 10 days ago? That would have led the NHL. He drops down to 1.25. And when you see him now, he's going east to west so often when he's carrying the puck, and Marchand's game is going through people, stick handling through people, but north and south. So you can tell that he's fighting it right now. Pastrnak is really someone who in the slot has hands of a plumber. He's more of a one-timer artist. And you have a passive goalie, and I think that's concerning. Rask goes about as well as the team goes. He's not someone who's just going to be kind of dominant and snap. You want a goalie who can snap, who's little and sane, who's going to take things into his own sort of culpability.
We're talking with Colin Fleming here on Downtown. The Washington Capitals go up against the Blue Jackets in the opening round. How come Alex Ovechkin has not had any more playoff success?
He's become very one-dimensional, I would say. It's like, pretend it was a video game, and everyone was grading out as a score, and Ovechkin is a 96. Maybe someone else is an 83, like a Bergeron. Bergeron is versatile. He can, if he's not scoring, he can be winning faceoffs. He can be dominant on the penalty kill. He can be doing his thing as the bumper on the power play. Ovechkin is going to give you one thing at this point in his career. He's going to be on that left side faceoff dot, and he's going to one-time the puck. He almost reminds me a little bit like Neely after he got injured by Ulf Samuelsson. He was on one leg, and he could do one thing really well. That's what Ovechkin is right now. And at the beginning of his career, like when he had that round against the Penguins where he scored, I think it was 14 points in 7 games, and they ultimately lost, he played like a psychopath. He would just truck people all over the ice, and he would intimidate. He'd dominate that way. Sometimes when you see a defenseman carrying the puck out of his own end, he has that head of steam, and it's easy to kind of give a shoulder fake and go around, almost like a perfunctory forechecker. Ovechkin would run into that defenseman. It wasn't even like a body check so much as allowing yourself to be part of a collision. And he doesn't do that anymore. And part of the reason, I'm sure, is because he's 32 years old. You can't last that long in the league doing what he did. And I think if the Capitals start Braden Holtby, they haven't announced the starter yet as their goalie, they will get bounced early. They need to go with the other goalie who was more successful down the end, Grubauer. You get these kind of people who weren't maybe a huge part of your roster for the bulk of the year, but they're going well at the end of the season, and they are sort of what allows you to mix things up and go further than you have in the past. And I think that the Capitals need that kind of influx of some new blood, really.
Let's do a quick look at the West here before we wrap up this afternoon. Are the Predators the team to beat, or do you like somebody else, maybe a sleeper like a Vegas or a Winnipeg?
I do not like the Predators to get out of that conference. I don't believe in Rene as a goalie. I think he is the reason why the Predators didn't win in the finals last year. He just seems one of those goalies that, to me, is mentally soft. It's really impressive what Vegas pulled off this year, but they had that huge home ice advantage where I think a lot of teams came in, and it was kind of their, we'll politely call it, their bonding road trip, right? When they're loose in the town and everything. That goes away with the playoffs. I definitely think Winnipeg is the team I'm picking to come out of that conference, but I would watch the Los Angeles Kings. They have been there. Quick had a great year. There is no reason that Drew Doughty cannot be the best player on any team in these playoffs. And I would say that Hans Kopitar is the Hart Trophy winner as the MVP for this year. So I see the Kings being able to make a run, but no, it's just so difficult to get back when you've done it the year before. I don't believe in Nashville. They're too goalie heavy. So much of that team is just built around their goalie putting up that 93% save percentage, and I don't think it will be them at all.
Good stuff from Colin Fleming, breaking down the opener here of the NHL playoffs. Bruins get it started on Thursday against Toronto. Colin, as always, a joy for us to chat with you, sir. I look forward to doing it again next Tuesday afternoon.
Sounds good.